And here to tell us more about Love Astray is Courtney Kundmuller. Courtney, how are you?
I'm great, Andy. How are you?
Very good. We appreciate you joining us today. And before we get into not only tomorrow's event at Avon Public Library, but some future events as well, let's dive into the Love Astray organization. What is it and how did it all get started?
Well, we started about 12 years ago under the umbrella of the existing CAC division at that time. We're an all-volunteer, foster-based, nonprofit dog rescue. So our job is to rescue, rehabilitate, and rehome. We do it with about 150 dogs every year. And our goal is really to do more than just spay, neuter, and adopt. We really want to connect our animals to our new families. And that's our gist.
Well, and that's all about what tomorrow's event is about as well, really, right? I mean, it's at the Avon Lake Public Library. There's an Adopt-a-thon. What all is going on at this event?
Yes, yeah. Jill Ralston, a wonderful lady from the Avon Lake Library, has done events for us before. So we brought in another rescue as well called Live Love Rescue, and it's just an opportunity to come meet some dogs that are up for adoption, and also meet and get signatures from the wonderful Greg Murray, who did his Peanut Butter Dogs book.
Okay, and then for those of us who aren't necessarily as familiar with Greg Murray as some others, you mentioned he'll be there signing some books. What is this book all about?
This book is really just wanting to photo dogs to capture amazing dog expressions while eating peanut butter. It's kind of just a feel-good pictorial of many breeds doing something funny, doing something cute. We met him through the CLE Dog magazine. He was doing a photo shoot and wanted to do it with a photo of a dog that's been through a lot. So he ended up on the cover with a shot of Gibson, who was adopted out of Cleveland. He was shot, and the Cleveland Animal Control contacted Love Astray asking us for help. So we found him a home, got him vetted. Unfortunately, he had to amputate a leg, but Greg's just a great guy. He's a big rescue advocate as well as a pit bull advocate, and his book is really neat and adorable.
Very cool. This all takes place at the Avon Lake Public Library tomorrow. What are the hours for the Adopt-a-thon tomorrow?
It's from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., and it's located on Electric Boulevard in Avon Lake.
Okay, well, great. And, of course, that's not the only event you guys have going on the next couple of weeks. A week from tomorrow, Saturday, July 29th, you guys have a Strays in Style event. Pretty interesting stuff. What is this all about?
Yeah, it is kind of interesting. Kimberly from the Sisters & Company Salon actually reached out to us because she wanted to do a fundraiser and an adoption event for Love Astray. So she's just going to have a cookout with hot dogs, pop and chips, things like that, free for people to come. We'll have a tent and table there with information and adoptable dogs. She has a lot of great raffles set up. They're already set up in her salon on Avon Belden Road in Avon Lake. So if you can't make the event, you can go there and purchase raffle tickets for the baskets ahead of time, but just a little adoption event that she wanted to do for us, which is really great.
And over the next couple of weeks here at these events, do you know what kinds of dogs will be there and will be available for adoption?
You know, we never really know what dogs are going to be around. We do know we have a special little dog making an appearance tomorrow that just came into the system. Her name is Sammy, and she came in pretty rough. She had two open cuts, an infected swollen paw, matted hair, and we've re-vetted her, and she's ready for a home. She'll be in a little stroller tomorrow, or a little wagon, saying hello. The dogs really kind of change depending on who gets adopted, so if you take a look at our website, then usually we can update what dogs are available and what dogs may be attending the specific events.
Again, we're talking with Courtney Kundmuller of Love Astray. And, you know, Courtney, you mentioned that this organization has been around for roughly 12 years. How long have you been associated with them?
I've been with them now around 9 years. So my husband and I ourselves have fostered a little over 24 dogs and have 2 rescue dogs of our own right now. So, you know, it's close to our heart. And we love the animals. That's why we're all involved with this.
Sure, no question about that. And in the time that you spent with Love Astray over the course of the last 9 years, how has the organization kind of changed, and how has the organization evolved over the last 9 years?
You know, it's evolved a little bit, and it's also stayed the same in some aspects. We're doing more focused fundraisers now, I'd say. We had a lot more before, and we have a few less, which isn't a bad thing. It makes it a little bit easier to do more work for the dogs as far as fostering. Where it's stayed the same is really fostering the foster program. I know that's redundant, but making sure that families are set up with the right dog for their lives and setting people up for success with their new animals. You know, we have a lot more trainers now that we're able to connect our adoptees with so that we can hopefully set our dogs and our families up for success. So.
Very cool. Well, if our listeners are wondering where they can go to find out more information about the organization itself, tomorrow's event or next Saturday's event, where can they go to find out more information?
They can go to www.loveastraydogs.com. We have a couple other really big events. The Lake Erie Crushers have a day for us. We have a hot dog thing with Drug Mart. And then our biggest one is the big splash at Avon Lake Pool that we do every year, and that's Saturday, September 9th. So you can find information on all of those things, and all of our dogs always up for adoption and dog needing foster homes and volunteer opportunities and donation opportunities on the website.
Very neat. Sounds like you guys have a couple of busy months ahead of you for sure. A lot of really, really cool events. Courtney, thank you very much for spending some time with us.
Thank you so very much for having me.
All righty. We need to step aside and take